Google's White Elephant. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The mysterious Google barge parked at San Francisco's Treasure Island now has its own Twitter feed. No way to know if it's legit, but on Halloween it tweeted, quote, "Despite the rumors floating around, I'm not a haunted house and I'm not handing out Kit Kats tonight. Keep away." But on the opposite coast, in Portland, Maine, where an almost identical barge has appeared.
"We went out on the water on a boat."
Reporter Tom Bell of the Portland Press-Herald wasn't about to keep away.
"On closer inspection, I could see that the building is made of metal shipping containers, four containers long, four containers wide, and four containers high. One container is used as a sort of ramp."
A giant floating structure with a ramp. It's an ark. Gotta be an ark. Then again, the CNET rumor room heard that it might be a floating pop-up store just in time for Christmas to sell that wearable Google Glass computer.
"And that the plan might be to tow it into San Francisco's Fort Mason for some indeterminate time." What?
Like, seriously, I mean, as if. But let me just quote you the barge's alleged Twitter feed in response to somebody who compared it to an elephant. Quote, "You called me a giant floating elephant. Now you're getting warmer to what I can do. Selling eyewear is beneath me." Elephants never forget, ergo, a data center. Or it still could be an ark. Wait, no! Google has figured out how to store data in the brains of elephants!
What?
Yes, what? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.